Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Miller. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Miller. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Brown reaches second base with a double. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Miller moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Brian. Miller moves to third. Brandt moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball towards right. Hershberger catches it and throws to home to double up Miller. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Donohue covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hershberger moves to second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Bowens reaches third base with a triple. Nelson Matthews now playing center field. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bryan is hit by the pitch. Jesse Hickman pinch runs for Billy Bryan. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to second. One out. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario takes first base on ball 4. Stu Miller now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Rene Lachman now catching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulfari is called out on strikes. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bowens hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Bert Campaneris pinch hits for Rene Lachman. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. 1 out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for John Wyatt. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.